Welcome to Mythical, the podcast that wanders the dark and fantastical pages of fairy tales and myths. This season, I'm reading the fairy tales of the Brothers Grimm. This episode's story is Rapunzel. Shout out to Christina Wilson on Twitter at Ryden_that_wave for correctly guessing this week's story by the clue that I posted on Twitter and Instagram last week. I'm the narrator, and I'll begin as all good stories should with Once Upon a Time. Once upon a time, there lived a husband and wife who had been wishing for a child many years, but it had all been in vain. Finally, the woman became pregnant. Now, in the back of their house, the couple had a small window that overlooked a fairy's garden filled with all kinds of flowers and herbs, but nobody ever dared to enter it.
Well, you should never enter into anyone's garden without their permission, anyway.
One day, however, when the wife was standing at the window and looking down into the garden, she noticed a bed of wonderful Rapunzel. She had a great craving to eat some of the lettuce, and yet she knew that she couldn't get any. So she began to waste away and looked wretched. Her husband eventually became horrified and asked what was ailing her.
"If I don't get any of that Rapunzel from the garden behind our house, I shall have to die."
Her husband loved her very much and thought,
"No matter what it costs, you're going to get her some Rapunzel."
Apparently, in folklore, it is very dangerous to not get a pregnant woman something that she craves. This is also very true now. It's very dangerous not to give a pregnant woman what she wants.
So one evening, he quickly climbed over the high wall into the garden, grabbed a handful of Rapunzel, and brought the lettuce to his wife. Then she immediately made a salad and ate it with great zest.
I don't think I've ever known anyone who's this excited to eat a salad.
However, the Rapunzel tasted so good to her, so very good, that her craving for it became 3 times greater by the next day. Her husband knew that if she was ever to be satisfied, he had to climb into the garden once more, and so he went over the wall into the garden, but was extremely terrified when he stood face to face with the fairy, who angrily berated him for daring to come into the garden and stealing her Rapunzel.
Did he not look over the wall first and see her standing there? Though she is a fairy, so I'm sure that she teleported there somehow or was invisible at some point.
He excused himself as best he could by explaining that his wife was pregnant and that it had become too dangerous to deny her the Rapunzel.
"All right," the fairy finally spoke. "I shall permit you to take as much Rapunzel as you like, but only if you give me the child that your wife is carrying."
In his fear, the man agreed to everything, and when his wife gave birth, the fairy appeared at once, named the baby girl Rapunzel.
What a slap in the face to the parents!
And took her away.
But I feel as though the husband could have asked the fairy if he could borrow some, or not borrow, because he's not going to give it back, but if he could have some of the Rapunzel. Maybe she's a nice fairy. We only know her as a mean fairy because he goes and steals the vegetable. So while it may be dangerous to not get a pregnant woman what she wants, it's also very dangerous to be cursed by a fairy.
Rapunzel grew to be the most beautiful child under the sun. But when she turned 12, the fairy locked her in a very high tower that had neither doors nor stairs, only a little window high above. Whenever the fairy wanted to enter the tower, she would stand below and call out,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair."
Rapunzel had radiant hair, as fine as spun gold. Each time she heard the fairy's voice, she unpinned her braids and wound them around a hook on the window. Then she let her hair drop 20 yards, and the fairy would climb up on it.
Two things. That had to have hurt a heck of a lot. You have someone climbing up your hair, pulling at your scalp. Though if it happened over and over, maybe Rapunzel's head is used to it. Two, how did her hair get that long in the first place, even if you let it grow forever and never cut your hair? 20 yards? The fairy had to have put some sort of spell on it. She locked her in a tower. She had to have some way to get up there.
One day, a young prince went riding through the forest and came upon the tower. He looked up and saw beautiful Rapunzel at the window. When he heard her singing with such a sweet voice, he fell completely in love with her. However, since there were no doors in the tower and no ladder could ever reach her high window, he fell into despair. Nevertheless, he went into the forest every day until one time he saw the fairy, who called out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." As a result, he now knew what kind of ladder he needed to climb up into the tower. He took careful note of the words he had to say, and the next day, at dusk, he went to the tower and called out,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair."
So she let her hair drop, and when her braids were at the bottom of the tower, he tied them around him, and she pulled him up. So the fairy's voice and the prince's voice must sound exactly the same. And at this point, I really hope that it's been several years and Rapunzel is no longer 12. At first, Rapunzel was terribly afraid, but soon the young prince pleased her so much that she agreed to see him every day and pull him up into the tower. Thus, for a while, they had a merry time and enjoyed each other's company.
How did he go about pleasing her? Did they talk, play games, tell jokes?
Sexy times.
The fairy didn't become aware of this until one day Rapunzel began talking and said to her,
"Tell me, Mother Gothel, why are my clothes becoming too tight? They don't fit me anymore."
It was sexy times.
"Oh, you godless child," the fairy replied. "What's this I hear?"
And she immediately realized that she had been betrayed and became furious. Even if you lock someone up in a tower, which I don't suggest you do, for many reasons, you still have to teach them some things, like how biology works, and what happens when a man and a woman love each other very, very much. And at this time, there is no such thing as contraceptives, so that's something that they really should have talked about before.
Then she grabbed Rapunzel's beautiful hair, wrapped it around her left hand a few times, picked up a pair of scissors with her right hand, and snip, snip, the hair was cut off.
Afterward, the fairy banished Rapunzel to a desolate land, where she had to live in great misery. In the course of time, she gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl.
Being pregnant in your own at a time like this,
and with twins?
No wonder she lived in great misery. On the same day that the fairy had banished Rapunzel, she fastened the braids that she had cut off to the hook on the window, and that evening, when the prince came and called out,
"Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair,"
she let the braids down. But when the prince climbed up into the tower, he was astonished to find the fairy instead of Rapunzel.
"Do you know what, you villain?" the angry fairy said. "Rapunzel is lost to you forever."
In his despair, the prince threw himself from the tower. He escaped with his life, but he lost both eyes. Sadly, he wandered around in the forest, eating nothing but grass and roots, and did nothing but weep.
Can you still weep if you don't have eyes?
Some years later,
years,
he wandered around for years. Imagine being without eyes for that long, and Rapunzel being wherever she is for that long.
Yikes.
Some years later, he made his way to the desolate land where Rapunzel was leading a wretched existence with her children.
Is this one of those lands where it's really only like 20 minutes, but because he's blind, he can't find it? Or was Rapunzel really banished halfway across the world?
Could be either.
We may never know.
Take your pick.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure, guys.
When he heard her voice, it sounded familiar at first, and then he immediately recognized it. She recognized him too and embraced him. Two of her tears fell upon his eyes. Then his eyes became clear again, and he could see as usual.
Oh, so he didn't lose his eyes. He just lost his sight. Okay, Grimm Brothers, you didn't catch that edit?
Oh, that's the end.
Oh, I thought there was at least a couple more sentences. Okay,
let me back up a little bit. When he heard her voice, it sounded familiar at first, and then he immediately recognized it. She recognized him too and embraced him. Two of her tears fell upon his eyes. Then his eyes became clear again, and he could see as usual. The end.
I guess I was just so confused. I mean, I had read the story before. I just forgot how it ended or where it ended. because normally these types of stories have either and they lived happily ever after, or they were married, or something like that. But it just ends with him getting his sight, and they're reunited, which all in all is a very happy ending. The moral of this story is, don't steal. Also, don't lock anyone up in a tower and forget to teach them basic biology. This version of Rapunzel is read from The Complete First Edition, The Original Folk and Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, translated and edited by Jack Zipes. The Brothers Grimm included Rapunzel in the later version of their published works. It differs more than Little Red Cap did, but not quite as much as their versions of Cinderella does. In the last published edition of Rapunzel, the fairy is referred to as a sorceress, and she has the name Mother Gothel, just like in the movie Tangled. And in the later version, it's also revealed that the sorceress was very powerful and feared by all. There's a little bit more dialogue between the sorceress and the husband. She accuses him of being a thief and saying that he'll pay for this. The husband asks, and I quote, "Please let mercy prevail over justice." So he knew what he was doing was wrong. After he begs for the sorceress's forgiveness, she was no longer angry. So I think that if he had just asked for some Rapunzel for his pregnant wife, because remember, it's dangerous to not give a pregnant woman what she wants, that the sorceress would have given him some, because she says, "If it's truly as you say, then I shall permit you to take as much Rapunzel as you like." And later on she adds, "You needn't fear about the child's well-being, for I shall take care of it like a mother." First off, you might have taken care of her like a mother, but mothers don't generally lock up their daughters in towers.
I wonder why the fairy took Rapunzel. Did she want a child? Could she not have one of her own? And why did she lock her up in a tower? Was it only to protect her?
The wording for Rapunzel to let her hair down is also slightly different in the later version. It goes as such. "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair for me." Which sounds a little nicer than saying, "Let down your hair. Let down your hair for me." It's a little bit sweeter. In the later version, the prince comes back time and time again after the first time he hears Rapunzel sing. He comes back and just listens to her for a while until he decides that he wants to meet her, and that's when he tries to figure out how to get into the tower. I've heard of girls being innocent and pure before, but Rapunzel was the epitome of innocent. In this later version, it is revealed that Rapunzel had never even seen a man before the prince comes into her tower. The prince talks to her in a friendly way, and Rapunzel is no longer afraid of him. He then proposes to her, and she thought that he was handsome and that he would love her better than her adopted mother does. So she says yes. That's all it takes for Rapunzel, is one new person to come in, talk sweetly, and say that they'll rescue her. Which I get, you've been stuck in a tower for who knows how long. In this later version, she also gives him a task, because she doesn't know how she can get down, as Mother Gothel and the prince go down by her hair. So she asks him to bring a skein of silk every time that he comes to visit her, and she would make that into a ladder for herself. Mother Gothel is none the wiser until Rapunzel accidentally lets it slip. It's not that she reveals that she's pregnant. It's that she comments on Mother Gothel and how much heavier she weighs than the prince. Yep, Rapunzel reveals her secret all because she comments on how Mother Gothel is not as easy to bring up into the tower as her secret prince. Mother Gothel then claims that Rapunzel has deceived her, but really, Mother Gothel has no ground to stand on, as she locked up Rapunzel, so really you can't feel bad for her. In this version, it seems like the sorceress is also more of the cause for the prince becoming blind. When the prince comes to visit Rapunzel and is trapped by Mother Gothel, she exclaims, "You want to fetch your darling wife, but the beautiful bird is no longer sitting in the nest, and she won't be singing anymore. The cat has got her, and it will also scratch out your eyes. Rapunzel is lost to you, and you will never see her again." The prince still jumps out the window himself, so he's not pushed, but Mother Gothel's words do seem to predict what would happen to him. In this version, Rapunzel is still pregnant with twins, so you know that they were still having sexy times in the tower. And they might have thought that they were married. I mean, he did propose to her, and engagements in those days were slightly different than now. It was a lot closer to being married when you were actually engaged. and this version has more of a proper ending. It says, "Then he escorted her back to his kingdom, where he was received with joy, and they lived happily and contentedly for a long time thereafter." It still has a happy ending, and he gets to go home, which I'm sure he's missed because he's been wandering around forever. So there you have it, the Brothers Grimm tale of Rapunzel. If you have a fairy tale or myth that you would like me to read aloud, you can email me at mythicalthepodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review the show if you feel so inclined, as it does help other people find the show. You can follow the podcast on Instagram and Twitter at @mythicalpodcast for behind the scenes, updates, and clues to each week's episode. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed today's story. I'm the narrator, and this is Mythical.